Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Hey, everybody, welcome. Welcome to the show. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. Yeah. Benny.
Yes, ma'am.
Like Aquarius.
Uh-huh.
Wasn't that by the fifth dimension?
You got it right, yes.
Ooh, that's like, now we kicking it back like really old school, aren't we?
Know it.
Right. That's it. Hey, everybody, special show. The Ecosystem Approach and the Beginning of the Age of Aquarius with my very special guests, hosts on our network, Jason and Patricia Roan. Now, we're going to hear, first of all, I know we're going to talk about the age of Aquarius, but I really want to talk with them about the ecosystem approach. And there's a lot of reasons I want to talk to them about this. One of them is that many of you may or may not be aware of their work. And you heard me earlier today talk about energy and the importance of energy and what that means and how, if we are to thrive in the world we live in today and next year and the year after, we have to master this. And many of us are not going to be able to master this in the time frame we need to, which means we're going to have to find people to work with to help us. Because if you're like me, then what you might be experiencing right now is burnout, blow up, and a whole bunch of other things that are not the truth of who we are. But now let's shift. Let's shift to this idea, which has become an approach, a way of living, you know, the essence of masterfully understanding energy clearing that both Jason and Patricia have created. This is something, not only do you hear about this in their fabulous show, but today when we look at the ecosystem approach and what they've created way before the other part of the show, The Age of Aquarius, what you find is the intersection of things, right? See, here's the thing that I love. I've gotten a lot of criticism for this statement I'm about to make. But the thing that I have discovered along the way is that balance has really been a problem for me. Harmony has not. But that's enough about me. Jason, Patricia, great to have you here.
Thank you so much.
And thank you so much, Dr. Pat.
All right, look, you both, skilled intuitives, you now are doing something that we just did. What is up with us? You have changed your name. We are in the process of changing our names. And every time I say this, I get a million emails, and I'm going to explain to people we're not getting far off of what we're going to call ourselves. But it's not just a name change, but then again, it is. Tell us about the name change.
Well, this idea of living lighter is something to be aspired to. But what we found is that people who, there's a lot of competitors in this living lighter space, and it's framed, that's an important word. It's framed like, well, if you do meditation, if you do yoga, if you take care of yourself, you'll feel better. It'll help you feel better in your life. But this is—
And wait a minute, and that's true. Don't misunderstand.
And that's true. And yes, we don't disagree with that. But it didn't capture the depth and the true revolutionary process of the ecosystem approach, which starts from the beginning,
which
breaks the frame apart of treating yourself like a machine.
Right.
Just do it. You know, don't worry about how you feel about it. Just do it. you know, you don't like this, just do it. You go to work, your employer tells you, you know, I don't want to hear it. Just being professional, Dr. Pat,
you know, this
is a euphemism for saying, don't bring your emotions to work. Just do what I say you to do.
Yeah. This is so funny. I used to have a boss. Actually, she was a fantastic mentor to me. Mary Louise Smith, right? Loved Mary Louise Smith. I mean, honestly, I pretty much learned everything about risk taking that I now know in the world today from this amazing woman. But one of the things was that she not only taught us about how to be, but contrary to her boss's philosophy, the man had a bucket at the entranceway to his gigantic office, right? And the bucket would be there, and there would be a note on it that says, leave all your personal business in this trash can before you walk in. And he was talking about emotions. He was talking about, like, who cares what's going on with your kid? I mean, this is it, right?
Right. Yes.
But boy, how realistic is that?
Well, it's not how human beings are designed.
Exactly. She loved that.
if I got down on one knee and said, Patricia, dear, will you marry me? But leave your emotions out of the marriage, it wouldn't have gone very well.
It wouldn't have gone very well, and we wouldn't be together. Let's just say it that way. But
yeah, no kidding, right?
You know what? Here's something I want to say about the boss and so forth.
Yeah.
The boss, your boss, or the boss's boss,
yeah,
didn't recognize that everyone has emotions.
Including him.
Including him,
oh,
or
God,
he wouldn't have had the bucket, okay? And and so when we understand, when we can grasp the understanding that everyone has emotions, but Jason and I have created a program. That's not the right word. We have a revolutionary idea that that helps people deal with those emotions.
We call it approach. A program is like a computer program, and it's not a computer program.
No.
It's not like you have to do this,
I call it an approach. As a matter of fact, I'm doing some branding work for three of our hosts.
Oh.
And you know, we stay away from the word program. It's either a system or it's an approach. We program.
I like that.
I do too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But there are sometimes we need a program.
Well,
but this led you to change your name, right?
Yes.
You know, and even one of your producers said to me, and this was, I thought this was very insightful. I was asking her about the name change. She said, well, it sounds sort of like the ecosystem approach makes me think of like a wetland or the rainforest or, you know, the ocean. And the thing is, and it was really helpful actually, because it got me to thinking, so I can describe it, because the most important ecosystem in the world, Dr. Pat, is you and me,
yeah,
and
yeah,
us individually first.
Yeah.
We can't heal the earth unless we start with our own ecosystem. And that's what our ecosystem is all about, is helping you understand your ecosystem and then go out in the world and interact with other ecosystems.
But that ties right into the Age of Aquarius, if we could jump right to that.
Yes.
Because many people are like, what are they talking about, Aquarius? Is that like Aquaman, the Aquaman movie?
People have said, is that the song? I've heard that song before. Yeah.
That? Yeah. Well, yeah. Those of us, and I know Benny's going to play it when we go to break. The Age of Aquarius was something we have been holding energetically for decades.
Yes.
But it's here now.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Tell me what that means. Now I'm going to ask you a really important question, because I got to tell you, I studied broken promises for over 10 years. And as a matter of fact, that is what my book is going to be called.
Nice.
But I got to ask you this. There is a promise that has come forward with the Age of Aquarius, that's both an explicit promise, you know what I mean? It's like, I promise you, hey, Patricia, hey, Jason, I promise that you're going to be on my show today, right?
Okay.
All right, that's a promise. But then there are other promises. There are promises that say, if we have worked very hard for freedom for all, right, then how is it that a state like Tennessee just passes a law to disallow gay couples to have children? How is that? And so there is this and this, and both are still promises. and they cause confusion. What is, though, the promise that all of us are counting on from the age of Aquarius?
I love that question, because we understand energy and we've been working with energy, and that's what we're here to teach. The truth is, everybody could understand this if it wasn't for the fact that we're already taught this programming, treat yourself like a machine way already, and that's what gets in the way. And in fact, that law comes from programming. It, you know, human beings, if they took away this negative energy attached to their essence, wouldn't think that way. They wouldn't say, we're going to keep gay couples from having children, or, you know, adopting children, or whatever it is specifically in that particular law. I've heard a little bit about it, but what's important is that that's not from our essence. That's from programming and perversion of programming. But here's what we see, is that in the energy world, there's always this thing called polarity. Make America great again, I mean, is a response to the fact that all these changes are happening and some people just really don't like it. It's a polarity response, you know? And what we do is we have a method to remove that polarity response and keep going. You know, we've been talking about our, you know, Patricia and I have been talking about our lives and how much things have changed since we've been doing this for the last 20 years. And whatever comes and gets in our way, we just clear our way through it.
Exactly.
So,
and we've had a lot of things get in our way.
And it's not like we've had a perfect life or there's been no problems, but problems come up, we clear them. And we have solutions.
Well, and I'm going to connect that to the age of Aquarius.
Great.
Because the age of Aquarius is, it's about democracy and freedom and consciousness, and not just consciousness, you know, globally. I'm talking about individual consciousness.
What's best for me?
Yes, exactly. Without being self-absorbed. And the other thing that the part I love about this the most, because I have been an abused woman, by the way, not by my husband at all. The abused part kept me from my individual power and kept me from being able to know who I was, because I was dealing with all of the negative energies of being overwhelmed by somebody else's power.
Right.
But when we understand our power, then we can be objective. When we use the ecosystem approach, I'm bringing that in there, we can do a 360 walk, is what I call it. I call it a walkabout. And when we do that 360 walk around a problem or a person or an energy, we can have a view that is unlike any we've had before, because it allows us to be able to make the choices that are in our best interest or the best interest of the situation.
Yeah. And one of the things I love about this, which we're going to continue to talk about, is that we're looking at the ecosystem approach, which is so much about, let me just call it a rising up. You know the analogy that I use for this when I was thinking about this and getting ready for the show today, is that, you know, I think about what holds down a boat, right? I think about what happens when we throw an anchor in the water. Or I think about, you know, the weight of something that holds another thing down, right? And then I think about what happens when you cut the rope and the freedom around that.
Yes.
And I think about how things rise up, right? And this is really a rising up time. And I want to take a short break. When we come back, I want to talk about how the rising up through the ecosystem approach, how it enables us to tap into the intuitive discovery that we have had with us forever, and what that means in helping others understand how to use the ecosystem approach, but more importantly, how to help the world use it. Let's take a short break, everybody. We'll be right back. Jason and Patricia Rome, we're going to talk more about this. I want to make sure you have lots of information about them. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to put down that drink or drug for good? Are you struggling to maintain your recovery from addictive behaviors? Do you need help with a family member or loved one who's in early recovery or battling addiction? Get the help and guidance you need by arranging a recovery recharged phone session with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, certified life and recovery coach. Call 1-800-889-1757. Make an appointment today. Or go to my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says Recovery Recharged. Don't wait. Get the help you need today. This is Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
If you struggle with fear and anxiety, you know how powerless and stuck these emotions can make you feel. You've tried everything, but nothing helped you overcome these blocks. Dr. Friedman Schaub, award-winning author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution, created a special program which helped thousands of his clients to become healthy, happy, and confident again. Learn how to eliminate negative self-talk, let go of your emotional baggage, and replace limiting beliefs. With Dr. Friedman's accelerated program, you can break through your challenges. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com.
Optimize your breast cancer screening without any radiation or pain. Effective, sensitive, and widely used thermal imaging in Europe is now available to you here in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art FDA-approved camera, Eastside's first and only breast thermography clinic is now open in Bellevue. Safe, sensitive, low cost, no referrals needed. Contact Holistic Medical Center at 425-451-0404 or on the web, drdarvish.com.
Have you heard the story of the snake and the rope? One evening, a young woman was walking down a country road. It was growing dark. Suddenly, she froze. Up ahead was a coiled snake. She was terrified. She reached into her bag for a flashlight and directed the beam of light towards the snake. Now she was flooded with relief. It was just a piece of old rope. That snake stands for all our imaginary fears and insecurities that sap our confidence. The beam of light is conscious confidence. Ask yourself, how many snakes did I see today? How many actions or words did I stifle through fear? Hi, I'm Sarah Main, creator of Conscious Confidence. Join me and my co-host, Dr. Pat, for Conscious Confidence Radio on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn more about how you can live a life filled with conscious confidence. Go to my website, ConsciousConfidence.com.
Your eternal purpose is calling out to you each and every day. Are you listening? Tune in to Dynamic Destiny Radio with Coach Pete Cafarcio every first and third Wednesdays at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to be your authentic self and live the life that you were destined for. Learn practical tools to discover your purpose and conquer other fears that keep you stuck in a life of mediocrity. Learn more about Coach Pete by visiting PeteCoaching.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome. We're talking about the ecosystem approach with Jason and Patricia Roan. And why is this tied into the age of Aquarius? We're going to talk about that for a lot of reasons. But most importantly, there is an intuition of things that I really want us to talk about. Before we do that, what is the best way for, one, folks to find out about your work and what you are doing to help people absolutely magnify the level of intuition within them? How do they do that? How do they find out about your show? And how do they find out the work that you do with the ecosystem approach?
All they have to do is go to our website, theecosystemapproach.org, O-R-G, not a .com. And there's all sorts of stuff there. You can sign up for our newsletter. Please do that, because we give you clearings every week that are free that will help uncover your essence. We're going to talk about that in just a minute. You can sign up for the free section where we have examples of a move that Patricia did, clearings that I've done, and then a meditation that I've done. And we're going to have a whole library of moves, clearings, and meditations for the for our paid subscribers eventually.
Cool. I love it. Well, look, we were talking during the break, and the Dr. Pat Show went through its own transformation. I would say, what year am I in? I would say 15 years ago. And we're actually going to be celebrating two things this year. One is the Transformation Network. This is our 10th year. But the Dr. Pat Show, while me, I've been around as a host for longer than that, the Dr. Pat Show name didn't evolve until later. The show was called Crust Busting Your Way to an Awesome Life. So what's happening is there is this shift. There is this renaming energy. There's this redesigning energy that is being called forward. It was called forward in you all and the ecosystem approach. Now, here's my question. Before the break, I said that we have to discover something so important that if we don't do it, we are not going to be able to exist. And that's what you discovered in the renaming. That's what we discovered in our renaming. And it is sometimes not logically defined. That's called the intuition discovery. Let's talk about what that is from your perspective and why that is the key to eradicating negativity and much more.
You know, it's interesting because our story is interesting, I believe, because it came about not by following a teacher, but by using our own intuition. And truly, you know, my wife and I are true partners. You know, many, and I see this all the time, men give some sort of, oh, I couldn't do this without my wife, blah, 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 but it's mildly patronizing. The truth for me is that when we work together, she goes out and communicates and brings it back and I interpret. And those are based on our individual
abilities.
Strengths.
Yes.
You know, her ability to perceive is greater than mine, but my ability to see the big picture and to see what's true. But here's the amazing discovery that we made. We started looking at people when we first started, and we started looking at their essence, what some people call soul. I like the word essence because soul takes people to church, and that's not the way we define it. But essence is an energy that is connected to everything, every cell of your body, your DNA, everything. And we've noticed that 80%, that everybody had 80% of their essence covered with negative energy. You talked about the anchor. Imagine the anchor sitting over 80% of the boat would sink.
Yeah.
And this was an amazing discovery. And then we started looking at people who have achieved greatness. Some of our heroes, you know, Abraham Lincoln, Steve Jobs, blah, blah, blah. And we noticed that they had the same 80%. Mm-hmm. You would think that the
configured people, different, but same 80%.
And what they did is they took what they had left and made it into a strength, but they had all this potential for really bad stuff happening around them
right.
as a result. That's not the way we're designed. If you use your intuition, and everybody has it, Dr. Pat, it's not that, you know, we just have it at a greater level, but everybody can see this if they apply the ecosystem approach, because the ecosystem approach starts to remove this negative energy, which encumbers your intuition as well as your
many ability, other things,
many other things, your individual power, your consciousness, and even programmed beliefs that are racist, sexist, or prejudicial for other people.
But when you think about this and, you know, bringing this forward, you know, we're tapping into this energy of a world we live in that everybody wants things yesterday. And even if you want that thing yesterday, by the time you get it, the new thing has come out. And, you know, many folks are bombarded and glued to their phones. And if, in fact, we were to tap into the intuitive discovery that you're talking about, right, then we would know, well, 99% of what is in front of us, we can intuitively eliminate even looking at and
yes.
and getting right to what we want. And that is like the case, too, of what you said before, and I want to get back to it. In the ecosystem approach, you said one thing that I find absolutely incredible if we're ever going to change the world. And that is, yeah, you got to start with yourself.
Yes.
You got to take a look at how am I showing up in the world, right?
Yes.
This is something that struck me. Very popular television show, right, out there. Everybody knows it as The Bachelor or The Bachelorette, right? Very popular. It's been around for a million years. But something has happened energetically with the show. And I was listening to the feedback and I thought about both of you. So here's the feedback. So especially this year in the show, there is all of a sudden now this external dimension where the contestants, especially the women of color, are not only being horribly attacked, verbally attacked, social media attacks, but threats to their lives.
Oh, wow.
And I was listening to this. They did a segment on it, and I was very interested in it. And they were talking about it without a solution. And I thought, why are they talking about this? And I was waiting for sort of a punchline solution to it. Like I was waiting for, well, here we are, this mega enterprise. And because of this, we're going to do this. I didn't hear it. But what I want to say about it from your perspective, and this is something that I've discovered, if I've got a bunch of sludge hanging around me, I've learned that the first place I got to look is I got to look at the sludge inside of me.
Yes,
exactly.
And so I wonder about a show like that, about what that show is staging, what they're breeding, and how people don't know that for the most part, this is like a television show. This is not like reality of how people are acting. They are being told to act this way. Yet, it's interesting, I didn't hear the show take any responsibility. But this is the essence for looking inside oneself. How else do we change?
I love that example. You know, we were talking about the whack-a-mole game in Chuck E. Cheese, where one groundhog pops up and you hit it down and another one pops up over here. That goes back to us, where we look at our essence and we think that if we fix this cancer over here, then we're healed. But then something pops up in our relationship, or we fix our money over here, but then something pops up in our well-being. We can't sleep. We don't feel good. We can't relax.
And here's something we know, that unless you remove the negative energy
at the source,
you're just going to be playing whack-a-mole for all of your life. And by the way, what a waste of time compared to using the ecosystem approach to make starting with you better.
Well, it's, and the reverse is even more exciting, because we're taught to believe that if we have a health problem, we go to a doctor. If we have a relationship problem, we go to a therapist. If we have a money problem, we go to a
financial advisor.
Exactly. With this program, you don't have to do any of that. You start with yourself. And what we found we've had a lot of clients that we've had for like 5, 10, 20 years. And they're seeing that, oh my gosh, the same problem I had over with my health is showing up over here with my relationships, is showing up. And the truth is, it's so much more efficient for those efficient people out there to go to the source and get it all rather than trying to chase it. You know, and oh, by the way, this is, and Patricia has to put up with this, so I apologize. You know, Patricia will apologize to you after the show.
Maybe now, but go ahead.
Yes. The coronavirus is a classic example of the whack-a-mole, because the coronavirus, you know, is a representation of negative energy, anger especially.
An energetic representation.
Of too much anger that's circling the earth. And if we
too
all
too much anger and too much fear.
Yes. So, you know, the doctors say that these things, you know, all these viruses manifest, that they'll re reconfigure. So we fix the coronavirus, then another virus is going to come up, and then another virus and another virus. But no one ever says, where's the source? If we got to the negative energy, the anger around, you know, starting with ourselves first and then with the rest of us, that's, it's such an Age of Aquarius idea.
Well, and I want to make the intuition wise, I see how people throw negative energy at each other all the time.
Yeah.
And that's what they've done with the virus. Things have been thrown back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And finally it landed and it's now killing thousands.
Yeah. I mean, you know, there are so many parts of this that we can look at and look at really closely.
Right.
You know, I have a friend that also participates in immigration and immigration law. And she and I were talking about writing an article about this, not about the virus, because we're not medical doctors, but what about the solution? And why the United States is least equipped or positioned to really put an end to this. And, you know, and we were talking about it from an energetic point of view. And I said to her, look, you know, we cannot have people in the United States right now. And there are so many cases of this where the level of abuse that is going on with some of these groups, right? And everybody thinks, well, it's, you know, the Latino community. Absolutely, it is part of it, but it's not just the Latino community. It people from other places in general. It's the Asian community, and it's the Russian community. It's the Ukrainian community. It's any South American community. It's all the communities. And my friend said, "What? Why do you think this is?" And I said, well, look, my field is psychology and it's very simple. You know, what is the thing that pains you most? That will be the thing by which you scream the loudest about. And when you look at the virus, as you brought up, and whether or not you are going to come forward and say, I'm going to go to the hospital, I have the virus. You look at the pain and the point of pain. If you do that and you're one of any of the groups I've just mentioned, the consequences from doing that are so horrific right now that you open your family and yourself up to a whole level of exposure. And you know, you find families making tough decisions that in the world of humanity, I don't understand why they have to make. Do I come forward and go to get healthcare treatment, or do I not come forward and try to protect my family, you know, from immigration or immigration law? And I think that I never thought in my lifetime that this would be what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Well, it has to do with people don't see the world as an ecosystem. They see it as a black and white mechanical fix this, compartmentalized place. That you could deal with one problem without having to see the effect of the other.
Correct.
And you know, it's this anger affects our immigration policy in the first place.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That created the virus, and no, most people wouldn't see the connection at all. Mm-hmm. But if you start looking at the world in terms of an ecosystem, you can see that.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Well, yeah, and we're a little bit more exposed to it because we are seeing the ecosystem that surrounds this. But I think everybody's capable of seeing the ecosystem. I mean, we see it all the time. You know, let's talk about something that has to do with the essence of greater good, right? Okay. You know, what is good for us? What is good for our family? What is good for who we are and what we do? And I want to talk about how the ecosystem approach will help people, regardless of what the scenario or what the situation is, how we can look at and do something about the buildup that we have of toxic energy. Mm-hmm. And what does that mean? You know, look, it's not just about holidays when you go back with the family and you're dealing with that. But we are living in a world where there may be scenarios that are operating that have an enormous emotional buildup on you. How do you get rid of it? What approach do you take? Let's take a short break. When we come back, more with Patricia and with Jason, we're going to give you their website, let you know how you can work with them, how you can remove this. Stay tuned, everybody. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to tap into the healer within? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know the real doctor is the source that lives within you, that heals within you minute by minute every day? The healer within is the innate intelligence of the human body. When we cut our hand with a piece of glass, we don't have to command the body to close the wound and grow new skin. It knows how to heal itself. We do have to nourish the skin by disinfecting it and remove the glass, or it cannot heal. The innate healer relies upon us to assist in this healing process. Our role is to identify its needs, provide the substances required for the healing, and remove the obstacle. Contact us to achieve optimal health at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
How many times do you find yourself saying, "It was nothing," or "just doing my job," when really you knocked it out of the park? How did you get like this? Next time someone tells you great job, you'll know how to accept it and not deflect it by listening to Courage to Be Seen Radio with host Sherry Clark. Sherry Clark is an experienced global engineering leader, coach, and mentor. From her experiences one-on-one coaching to corporate consulting and executive coaching, Sherry has learned many women need at least three things to discover and face success. Learn about the ACES program, how to survive male-dominated fields with grace and authenticity, and reach the top without ever once giving up on who you are. Courage to Be Seen host Sherry Clark explores the awesome power of your entire self and how far you can go by being more you. Check out her website, couragetobeseen.com. You have the courage to be seen. See you later.
Hi, this is Kimberly Carlson, and I would love for you to tune in to All In Healing Radio, where together we will begin to experience health, happiness, and harmony in all areas and aspects of life. Join us every first Tuesday of the month at 11 a.m. on TransformationTalkRadio.com. All In Healing will help you release layers of negative beliefs and energies for radiant health, deep joy, and greater abundance. Visit me at KimberlyCarlson.com.
Are you truly ready to experience overflow in every area of your life? Are you ready to go from limited to limitless? Imagine starting your week off with a deeper connection to the God consciousness. It's time for you to feel inspired, uplifted, and shifted. I invite you to join me, Tracy L, online or in person for our Soul Sundays. Start your week off feeling empowered and ready to serve and expand the miracles waiting for you.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. So great to have you all tune us in and turn us on. Great to have you here. Jason, Patricia, before we talk about, you know, a body of work that's so important for everyone, and that is the essence, what it's good for. Before we jump into that and talk about that, I would love for people to know, how do they find out about you, your show? How do they work with you?
Our domain is theecosystemapproach.org, O-R-G, we're an org, not a com. And just go to our website. You can sign up for our newsletter. Listen to our show every week.
Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern time.
Yes, thank you. That's so important, because this topic doesn't lend itself to putting itself in a box. Like, this is for weight loss, or this is for health, or this is for money.
It's for everything.
And it starts with you. It's about you personally. And every week we apply it to all sorts of different topics, from health to relationships to money to well-being to happiness,
right,
to parenting, everything we deal with. And that's why we have the radio show, because it's not something we can just put and talk about in an elevator pitch. I always joke with the marketing people we've worked with in the past is that if I was going to do an elevator pitch, it would have to be a really tall skyscraper, you know? But this will be fascinating. And every show we do clearings at the end. And so when we do clearings at the end, that helps you remove some of that negative energy.
Exactly. So, you know, let's really talk about the essence and let's understand, let's help people out there understand what we're talking about when we talk about essence and the importance of removing negative energy, toxic energy, sludge from your own personal essence that will enable you to go forward, because the age of Aquarius is here. We're here for a reason. We're here to experience alone, just individually, democracy, freedom.
Empowerment of the individual.
Exactly. And be able to understand how to get rid of the negative things of sexism and pollution and just being plain mad all the time.
Yeah.
So, Mr. Rohn.
Your essence, and we've had this whole list of stuff that your essence does. And unfortunately, that's still limiting because it does everything.
Yes.
And it's supposed to be invisible, transparent. You're not supposed to have to think about your essence. Your essence is always there. But when we program ourselves and say, do it no matter what, we cut off our connection to our essence, because our essence talks to us with subtle emotional nudges.
Mm-hmm.
But what happens is that if we program ourselves and program ourselves and program ourselves, it's like putting your essence in the closet. And then when you open the door, it roars. So when we see the whole population, a lot of the population have out of control emotions of fear and anger and hate and bitterness, that's because they've been programming themselves, and all of a sudden it comes out. So to understand your essence, you have to understand how it got there. But once you start clearing away this negative energy in your essence, you find a problem solver, a relationship coach, authentic motivation. Dr. Pat, when people say you have to motivate yourself,
yeah,
I say if it doesn't come from within, you're trying to program yourself. You're not trying to motivate yourself. It's a veiled attempt to motivate, because when I get up every morning, when we get up every morning, we don't have to motivate ourselves. We just, you know, depending on the time, you know, one of us leaps out, the other one just kind of gets up, you know, but we
have no idea who that is, yes, but go ahead.
With a sense of purpose, you know, being a healer, a doctor, a nurse for yourself, being intuitive about everything in your life.
And you know what, I'm going to go to the other side of the essence, because I know a lot of people go, yeah, that's not something I need. I really just want to change the world. I want to change the essence of the politics today in our country. I want to change, health for my friends. Well, okay, that's great. But understand, you have to start with you. And when you start with you, you then start to see the changes. And sometimes they're subtle, sometimes they're not. The changes from doing the ecosystem approach clearing that will make a difference, not only for you every single day, but also for your environment, your world in which you live in, and the entire earth.
And as you start clearing, you get it whether you want it or not.
Right.
It's like a threefer or a tenfer or whatever.
Well, some people just want to feel better. Let's get at that.
Yes.
Okay.
So let's get at that, because this is a thing, and it's a really important thing. People just want to feel, I just want to feel better.
Right.
What that means is no consequence of where are you now? What are you feeling now? In some cases, it's quite severe.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I was interviewed not too long ago, and somebody say, oh, okay, there she is, PhD psychology. Let's ask her about the opioid crisis. And so out of the blue, I got asked a bunch of questions about the opioid crisis. And I said, okay, are you talking about prescription opioids? Are you talking about opioid and the new name for heroin? Right? Mm, I said, which part are you talking about? I said, it doesn't really matter. The one thing that they have in common is what? What do you think it is? And I said that to the interviewer. And he said, well, it's easy to get prescriptions. I said, well, that's probably true, but they make people feel better. Why aren't we looking at that? Why aren't we looking at why people are so drawn to them to begin with? Because that's a harder thing to fix, right?
Yes, but if you...
I want to feel better, and I don't know how.
It's in that 80%,
It is in that 80%, and I'm going to do a plug here for myself. I just passed my 33rd year of sobriety, and in this 33rd year of sobriety, I have to tell you, I've used the ecosystem approach for more than the last 20 to stay sober.
Congratulations on that, because we have to talk about how to help people.
Exactly. And the hard part is, this is the hard part that I can see, that people that struggle with emotional pain, because everybody has, anybody who does any sort of drugs, major alcohol, anything like that, there's emotional stuff that's haunting them, holding them hostage would be another way I would say it. And I have to tell you, I am so grateful to the ecosystem approach, because without it, I would not be here right now.
And you know, the truth of it is that we created it because we were led. We used our intuition.
Thank you, Jason.
And we worked together to get that. And by the way, it's not just for the individual. You know, I need to say this because I'm looking at my wife, and I love her dearly. We have a relationship that we're using to make a difference together. And relationships like this aren't really...
Normal.
We're literally working together energetically in all ways.
Yes.
To do something that we couldn't do as individuals.
And yet we're saying to people out there, start with yourself, be the individual, and see what happens for you.
Start there. The amazing part
that happens for you.
And then when people start to come together that way, whether it's in an intimate relationship, a loving relationship, or just a group of people, like-minded people that want to make things happen.
Exactly.
Things change.
Exactly. And you know, I do want to say one more thing.
Yeah.
I have never met anyone that has used the ecosystem approach that went, ew, I hate myself. I wish I could go back and be the way that it was. I hate myself now. I didn't find anything that I liked about me. The exact opposite.
Never happens.
Yes, right. The exact opposite is true. People go, oh my gosh. Well, I knew I liked this a little bit, but I had no idea that I could do all of these things and make a difference for myself and others.
Well, your essence is your source of like for yourself.
Yes. Oh, it's amazing.
And because it's covered, we don't feel that way. But if we start removing that covering, that negative energy, it starts to transform.
Yeah. Yes. But one of the things, too, I want to make sure that we capture here for folks today is the idea that it may take what Dr. Darvish talked to me about, layering. And what I mean by that is, you know, what is the first layer that's showing up that should be addressed, right? It may not be the thing that we ultimately want to get to.
Exactly.
But if there is an approach to get to it, then that's really what helps people change for good.
Exactly.
And you have to have a system to get that done.
Well, and that's why we want people to come and listen to our show, because every week we do clearings. And I guarantee you, even though it's not your particular problem that week, it will help you start to take away some of this negative energy.
Yeah.
And the best part about the ecosystem approach is you can start right where you are today.
You can start in the middle.
There is no
beginning and end.
Exactly.
You just
it's amazing.
Start.
Truly.
You just start.
When you take a look at, you know, this now, and, you know, how you're delivering to the world a new way for people to change themselves, what would you say is the most powerful aspect of the ecosystem as it addresses the concerns and the dilemma of the world we live in today?
It's that feeling on the inside that I've got this. And when you know that you've got this, whatever that is, when you're living your life, you're out in the world, but this feeling, this inner feeling of, yeah, I got this. And then people around you start to think, yeah, if they've got it, then maybe I can get it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, it talk about, you know, it's the antivirus in a very positive way. If you can say, I got this, it affects everybody around you.
Well, and the other thing I'm going to add, one of the things that the ecosystem approach does is it helps you, it gives you permission to have compassion for yourself, mm-hmm. so that you can make a difference, not only for you, but everybody else.
Mm.
It's amazing.
One of the things that I want to mention too for folks is you can find out more about Patricia and Jason. Just go to the ecosystemapproach.org. And there's a lot of information here. You can also subscribe to stay up to date on different things that are happening in their world and discoveries, right? And, you know, when we think about this, is we're looking at an approach that helps people address the things that are holding them back, right?
Yes.
That's what we're looking at. We're looking at how do we find those things? And part of that we've already talked about, and that is the discovery of things. Mm-hmm. You know, we don't always understand the thing, the it. We just know, man, something is not right here. There's something not right. There's something blocking me from making the decision to call Mary Jo up and go have coffee. Or there's something blocking me from asking my boss for a raise. Or there's something blocking me from anything from just getting out on my own to doing what I love in the world.
Right.
Yeah, and we compromise our soul's destiny every day. And it becomes so normal that we don't even know it. I mean, isn't this also part of the underpinning for the revelation around this?
Absolutely. It doesn't matter where you start, but your essence has all this that it wants to give to you, and we've been blocking it collectively because of our training without even knowing it. And what the ecosystem approach is about, mm-hmm. is to start removing those blocks so you can come back to yourself.
Awesome. Well, I want to thank you both for today. Thank you so much. Oh, please make sure folks have the website. And, you know, quick note, what do you want to leave us with today? What's your personal message? Thank you.
That you don't have to be afraid. You don't have to be angry. And it's time to change right now. Listen to the fifth dimension, the age of Aquarius, and it's time.
And I want to say, everybody out there in Radio Land, do yourself a big favor. Give yourself permission to take care of you. Take care of you so you can take care of your life and everyone else.
I love it.
Thank you.
Thank you, Patricia. Thank you, Jason.
Awesome. Thank you, Dr. Pat.
Thank you so much, Benny, for pushing all the right buttons. Thank you, Zach, for everything you do. And thank you all for tuning us in and turning us on again. Much love to all of you. We'll see you next time.